and we're doing a four-week focus on off-the-grid power systems. So today we're chatting about covering batteries.
That's it, mate. These are the most integral part of an off-grid system, especially one that takes its energy source from solar power. As we know, solar power is a daytime phenomenon. Who wrote that? And we don't have any way of harnessing moonlight as yet. So we must design our solar system to be able to generate enough power to run our daytime loads, as well as collect enough extra energy to use in the nighttime.
So we need some storage of some description, and the most common type of storage device is our trusty battery. So let's chat about lead-acid batteries. I guess they're the most common storage device.
They are. We all have one of these in our car. They've been around for well over 150 years. They were invented by a French physicist in 1859, to be exact. Charging the battery starts a chemical reaction where the sulfuric acid electrolyte largely converts back to water, and discharging the battery converts it back to sulfuric acid again. Now, we've discussed the chemical composition a couple of times of these, so we won't go back into it again, but they come in three main varieties.
Right. Let's chat about the flooded cell.
So the flooded cell is the cheapest format, but it also requires a lot of maintenance. The cells have to be constantly topped up with electrolyte, and that electrolyte will be distilled water, and if not looked after, they will dry out and fail. And these have been in use for off-grid system for years and years and years.
From flooded cell, we move into AGM lead or absorbed glass mat cells.
That's it. So these are the most prevalent in the lead-acid lineup, and the electrolyte is held within a fine fiberglass mesh. These are generally spill-proof and maintenance-free. It allows plates in the cells to have different configurations, such as laying them flat or being wound into cylindrical shapes. Now, these are commonly used as a traction battery, and we very often see them in off-grid systems.
Okay, so they're quite rare. We can't neglect the gel lead.
No, so this is what we use. And we have used gel lead batteries for over 15 years. These are made by mixing the sulfuric acid electrolyte with silica gelling agents. These have all the advantages of an AGM battery, but they last longer as they have a better heat transfer ability. They can operate better in temperature extremes than, say, the first two. They can handle a bit more cold, they can handle a bit more heat. But overcharging is the death sentence for these, as operating with a jelly-like electrolyte means if we gas these batteries, they are kaput. So they have to be set up correctly. Both gel and AGM fall into what we call the VRLA category of lead-acid batteries, and that just stands for valve-regulated lead-acid, nothing fancy there. We don't really want to take any lead-acid battery past 50% ever in regards to discharge.
At DMS Energy, what do you primarily use?
So we just mainly use the Sungel Ultra batteries from Battery Energy Australia, and they're an Australian company, and we've been using Sungel Ultras for best part of 15 years. Our oldest lead-acid batteries are 15 years old, and because it's tried and true technology and cost-effective for off-grid, we know exactly how they're going to age and perform, so there's no surprises with this technology.
And next we have lithium batteries.
Yeah, and they were sort of unheard of, go back 10, 15 years ago, but now they're everywhere. And they come in a variety of chemistries, but the predominant identifying ingredient is lithium. Lithium iron phosphate, or LiFePO, is the most common for off-grid. But lithium manganese, lithium titanate, lithium cobalt oxide, the list goes on. There's a lot of different varieties of lithium. Lithium chemistry batteries are, though, something all in common is they're very energy dense.
And we must be very careful with these.
Exactly right, Lee. They have to be managed correctly or they can catch fire with what we call a thermal runaway. Some chemistries of lithium are better than others at avoiding this. Lithium iron phosphate are the most inert of the readily available lithium options. Actually, it's very tame. But also, to avoid overcharging the batteries tend to have a lot of supporting electronics to maintain correct cell voltage and balance.
And you've been using lithium batteries for quite some time.
Yeah, for around 7, or actually probably 8 years now.
Yep.
And to be honest, in some applications, this is the best chemistry, but lithium off-grids are the only batteries that give us dramas out in the field. And it's probably more our first ones, not so much our later ones. But with all the supporting electronics, it can... it's not really the chemistry, it's the electronics. They can just cause what we call nuisance faults. But when your only supply is an off-grid system, a nuisance trip or a fault can be a really big deal.
And what sort of sites are they great for?
They're great for sites that have a high current requirements. And these can be drawn down to, you can take 80% out of these without too much detriment, unlike our LEDs, which we don't want to take past 50.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of lithium batteries is the current capacity range relatively consistent till they are depleted. So they basically work really, really well, and then they just fall off a cliff at the end, as opposed to lead-acid batteries where the performance suffers as the voltage gets lower and lower. as the battery is discharged.
So a lead battery, I guess, best performance is a higher state for charge range.
That's right. So when they're fully charged, Lee, they work really well. And as that charge rate drops, they can support less and less load. So DMS Energy, when we come to our lithiums, we use the Australian-made Power Plus. No, sometimes lithiums are the best choice for our clients' requirements. Lithiums are more expensive than lead acid, and look, we do like our Power Plus because they're made right here in Australia and about as good as you can get when it comes to lithium battery storage.
Which has got to be a good thing. What about zinc bromide flow batteries?
Now, these are cool. They're a bit complicated, but I won't go into too much detail, as we could talk about a whole month just on these batteries alone. The best way to describe this technology would be to compare it to electroplating. Charging is building layers of zinc plate on the anodes, and discharging is stripping the layers back off again. No self-charge with these batteries, so in theory you could charge them up to 100%, turn it off, and then turn it back on in 50 years' time, and it would still be 100% full. These do, though, suit larger installations. There is no loss of capacity, you know, so they've got a 10-year lifespan, so if it was a 10-kilowatt-hour battery, it'd do 10 kilowatt-hours on day one, and it would do 10 kilowatt-hours on year 10. But there's pumps and ancillary equipment that makes the magic happen, and this does wear out. So at the end of that 10 years, you'd probably send it away to get rebuilt.
You at DMS Energy, you've got quite a lot of experience with, and you are the agents for Redflow batteries, aren't you?
That's right. And so we've got quite a bit of experience with this product. And if you'd like to find out more, feel free to make contact. But also, well, we touched on flow batteries. You might see in the press there's also iron and vanadium, but these focus more on ion transfer, I should say. And you would not really see these chemistries for off-grids or houses. You'd only see these for, like, utility-scale projects. So there's a few different flow batteries out there, but the Redflow is the one we'd be most interested in.
Where do we find you, DMS Energy, at your showroom there at Sprayton?
Yep, come and see us at 56 Sheffield Road. We've got all the gear there to have a look at. We're the largest users and sellers of Victron off-grid components as well, coupled with our superb quality and performance Q-cells, solar panels. And we've got a long-term relationship with Battery Energy Australia and Power Plus, so we have all the right combination of components to suit every application. If you want to give us a bell, call us on 1300 502 599, or look us up on Facebook, look for DMS Energy, or on our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
Good on you, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sprayton. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll have another Power Savers in 7 days' time.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Lee.